This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session. I hope you believe it. It's another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, so you've heard from Dale Bellis, which is the CEO of Liberty Healthshare, and how, you know, different paradigm, different way of looking at your health insurance. So different way of looking at taking care of yourself. More liberty, more freedom to take care of yourself the way you should. After the break, Dr. Elena George is going to join us, and she's been at this for years. And she thinks the ACA was terrible. She thinks the new bill is even more terribler, or could end up being terribler. My words. And really what we could do to take back our insurance, what we could do to take back our own health and our own health care. By the way, I've been monitoring what's going on over in the UK. They've just made another arrest, I think, a little while ago, number six. So now they've had six arrests. And some of the grumblings coming from the UK and other places is the U.S. needs to stop the leaks. They're begging President Trump to stop the leaks, because what it's doing, it's weakening us. It's weakening us on the world front, the terroristic that we can't move, that we're paralyzed here, and nobody will get behind Trump, and, you know, his executive orders are being smashed. So, I know, you guys are going to like this, some of you. I blame the Democrats. I blame the liberals. You let Obama get away with anything he wanted to do. Anything. Because if it was a thought between his ears, because he was a Democrat, he's a president, he has to be right. And that's what makes you dangerous. Read the piece I just wrote, put up on the website, therealside.com. The Dems have become dangerous because they become self-gods. They believe that everything they say, everything they do is perfect, exact, and right. That's dangerous. That leaves no room to learn, no room to be informed, no room to get educated. Absolutely none. That's dangerous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me, and do so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, like I always do. All right, so the left has just lost their minds over the fact that Donald Trump called ISIS losers, especially the ladies from The View, because it wasn't presidential. I mean, are these people serious? They're so stuck up on political correctness that it's almost scary. Listen, when I'm going down, when I'm drowning, when I'm falling in the water, I don't care what your title is. You got a hand? Can you reach it out and grab me and pull me in? Then do it. I'm on your side. I'm with you. That's what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff is just so crazy. We have got to get people to... I don't care what protocol is. When it comes to saving American lives, I don't care what protocol is. Look at what happened last night. Now, I got to give the UK credit, because you know what? They don't have some of the things in their way that we had. Notice I said had in ours. And we're going to move those out of the way. I mean, President Trump is going to find a way to make this happen. We're going to fight to help him find a way to make this happen. Because I just think this is crazy. You know, get him out of the way, let him protect us, and then we can move forward. There are companies. There are companies you want to blame the stock market totally on Trump. Some do, which I think is hilarious. They won't give him credit when it was up. It was all of it was because of what happened with. Obama. The policies that he set in place. Now, that's according to them. I don't believe any of it, just so we're clear. But the Dems are still in that cycle of nothing is their fault. Which, I got to tell you, we need to applaud. We need to encourage. We need to push. We need to make sure they stay going down that road. I'm good with all of that. I hope they keep it up. I hope they keep pushing that mantra. I think it would be wonderful. This is perfect. Breaking news. An anonymous source confirms that President Donald Trump is illegally killed. A now extinct rainbow unicorn with fully automatic machine sniper gun. Please share this with everybody you can to let them know how evil he is. I mean, I did that as a joke. I'm not the funniest guy in the room, but I still did it. Look it. They have thrown everything they can at him. They have thrown everything humanly possible at him. Right? I mean, think of they. I said it the other day, and I wasn't defending him, because he doesn't need me defending him. He is in a boxing ring with 16 other boxers in the ring, pounding away at him, and nobody's helping him. The GOP is just they're just petrified. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to stick up for. They're afraid of what he might say or what he might do, and then they have to get behind it or not get behind it. I mean, come on, think about this. Grow a spine. The man won the presidency. You discount that when you won't support him. You discount that when you won't get behind him. I mean, anyway. The Vatican. Everyone's just upset that Melania Trump, oh my God, Melania Trump wore a veil. That's right. No, she did. She wore a veil at the Vatican. She didn't wear one for the Saudis, but she wore one at the Vatican. Well, I got some easy stuff. Stuff you should easily, for those of you on the left looking for a reason, I got some stuff you should easily be able to understand. First and foremost, the Saudis didn't ask or require Melania to do it. And Mrs. Oblamo didn't wear it the last time she was there either. For the Saudis. In the Vatican, or at the Vatican, it is required when you're in the presence of the Pope. Women are required to wear a veil. Women are required to wear, to cover themselves. Not their faces, but they are to have a covering over their heads. She's a Catholic. I don't know if you guys figured that out yet. But she is a Catholic. Why wouldn't she honor the faith, honor the person that she believes to be the head of her church? You guys are just hypocrites. It's almost like you're working 24/7 looking for any little slip, any little irritant, any little anything to nail them with. And you know what? As you said to us, it's wrong, and it's wrong for you. Elena George, Dr. Elena George, up next. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. 369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Wait till we're done talking, though. Then you can go up there and get distracted. I don't want you to be distracted while I've got my next guest on. And you can also, you know, when you head up to the website, there's a little box up in the top right-hand corner. It says, join our news group. Right? Join our team. In other words, I want to send you information every week on what we have going on, the guests we're going to have on, what we're going to be discussing, and that kind of thing. And it's a big deal. That way you, yeah, that's right, I give you choice. Unlike the government, I'll give you a lot of choices. You can choose the night you want to listen to. You can choose who you want to listen to. It just gives you some information. That's all I'm doing. I'm not sending you junk. You can unsubscribe. You don't have to worry about me selling your list to anybody else. It's just simply for me to get information to you. I've got Dr. Elena George on with me. She is a board certified otolaryngologist. Hey, pretty good for my
there
first time. For my first time, pretty good. You graduated from Princeton University with a degree in biology. She received her first master's degree in medical microbiology from Long Island University and received her medical degree from Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York, which was right there. If I just stopped right there, you have enough to be able to intelligently speak to the new health care bill and the old health care law, I am sure. Dr. George, thanks for being with me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I always appreciate the information. And your latest piece that you wrote about the new American Health Care Act, and you know everybody's talking about, will it bring down the cost? Is it going to cost us more? Is 24 million people going to lose their insurance? All these things are valid concerns, but they're not real concerns in my mind because they're not real numbers. So would you first just give me an overview of how you feel about the new bill and what you think are pros and cons with it, and then we'll move into details.
Overall, I was, I think, pretty dissatisfied with it, with the effort, because it doesn't repeal Obamacare, it doesn't decrease the cost of our healthcare system, and in fact, I think it's going to be an hastening towards single payer in the way it's structured. Us on the front line, you know, we see patients every day, and we're with the patients when they have to come and use their insurance card and they can't afford the deductible or the coinsurance or things aren't covered because the insurance company arbitrarily decides not to cover them. Those are not addressed at all in this bill. It's a shell game if you really look at it. Initially, it was the millennials who had to pay more to cover the people who were older and sicker. Now they've switched that, and now it becomes the middle-aged folks and the seniors, people about 50 years old, wow, that's going to end up paying the brunt of this. You know, in this law, they allow 5-to-1 differential between what's charged to someone over 50 to one that's charged below 50. It doesn't matter whether you're sick or not. You're just going to be paying more in premiums. But really, what really is insidious, which people won't pick up until it's too late, is that the states, the insurance companies are able to get subsidies from the government for those with pre-existing conditions and those who can't afford to pay their premiums. But you have to think about where that money is coming from. It's taxes. And it will be the taxpayer, whether it be state or federal, who will be footing the bill. And to me, that's a bailout for an insurance company.
Well, it's no different than what they were screaming about a little while ago, which had to do with, you know, the subsidies. You know, we're still subsidizing them. Now, the thing that we might be on the same page with this. The thing that irritates me is they voted 62 times to repeal Obamacare. You would think they would have had a plan, you know, B, C, and D sitting in their back pockets they could whip out and throw on the table and say, here is a better idea. So how in God's – these people just make me nuts. And I do agree with you. I think there's a lot of catches in this law.
You know, I've come to a sobering conclusion after all of this back and forth, is that the Republicans don't want things to change any more than the Democrats do. They both want to keep the structure in place. The only difference is about who's paying for it. And under the Democratic plan, it was the young people. It was people who paid the tax because they didn't have, the health insurance plan. Now it's the older people. It's the people who come back into the insurance market. There's a tenet in this that you have to pay 30% surcharge if you haven't been covered by a health insurance plan for over 63 days. Why? If you're healthy, you have no pre-existing condition, you got to be dinged with 30%. Just more money going to the same entities that are helping to jack up the price. This is what I want people to understand, and it's very, again, unless you're in the front forefront, you don't get it. The insurance companies are one of the major players and the reasons that the health care costs are so high. I'll give you a perfect example. If I take a patient, a self-pay patient, to a freestanding and surgery center, not controlled by the hospital, private, it's $2,500 for that for that tonsillectomy. From the time the patient walks in, surgeon sees, to the time they're discharged. If that same insurance patient comes to the hospital, it's $9,000 for the same procedure. Something is wrong with the system. And they don't do anything to fix that differential. No. Does that make sense to you? No, right?
No, but let me ask you a question. Is it because are the adjustments made because the insurance companies never pay, the full amount? Is it, what in God's creation could be driving that big of a chasm?
It's called fake charges. I mean, think about the mindset of an insurance company for one second. If you are an insurance company, you want prices to be as high as possible because people have the concept of, I need insurance because I can't afford it, so I'm going to, out of fear, buy something that I think I'm going to need. That's their interest. They don't care if the prices are low. They don't pay what's billed, basically, right? So they get 60%, 70% off, but it's the mindset of the patient that you see a $12,000 surgery bill or a $2,500 ER bill, and you freak out, and you your mind turns off, and they get to run the show. If people really knew that the bill in a hospital has a facility fee, they make it up, really, a facility fee they get to tack on for your use of their equipment, use of their hospital, people would be up in arms. But they don't know that because the prices are completely hidden. There needs to be price transparency. And, if I were running the show, I'm not a political person. I care about my patient. I would make price transparency one of the major pieces of healthcare reform. You can't bring the prices down if patients can't be consumers. That's the truth.
I'm amazed at this. I got, when we come back from the break, there's a couple things I want to hit you on. But I remember my oldest son is 30 years old. I remember when I got the bill from the hospital, there were $3 for aspirins, not a bottle of. And that, I'm talking 30 years ago, for two aspirins, it was $3. I said to the nurse, I'll tell you what, I'll buy you a bottle of 100 and I won't even charge you for it. Just take this off the bill. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. You want to hear more from Dr. Elena George. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Stations and times can be found on my website, therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And, you know, head up to the website. I got a lot of stuff up there. Buy my book. You're going to buy the coffee mugs and a few other things we got for sale up there. Help me buy some new clothes so I don't look the same every night of the week. And, you know, again, real quick, I don't want to waste my guest time, but conservative commentators, conservative talk show hosts are under attack. We are under attack on our websites. The ways that we make money, you know, bring revenue in the house, because we're all capitalists to a big degree, I would hope. We can't make money because Google has now cranked it down on us. Now we don't get the same type of traffic we used to get. We can't get our message out as much as we could. We're working five times as hard to get the message out, and we're not getting the same response. So have pity on some of your commentators. Help them out. Do what you can to help them out, whether it's bringing more people or getting them on more stations. Help out the people that you have on the front line that are fighting for you on a daily basis. Seriously, it's a big deal, more than you can imagine. You know, the Health Care Act, we've talked about it on the show. We beat it to death on the show because I'm so tired of the fake numbers that have been put out there. You know, growing up in the IT business, I talked about the websites early on when they first had the exchange sites up and what a joke they were and the kind of problems they were having with the money. I mean, all that money they put into those websites, they could have put into healthcare and helped a boatload of people out. Instead, you know, you had three college sophomores, I think they were, that actually was able to create a site in 4 days that was easier to use and got just as much information as a site they had been working on for years. It's just nuts. So I've got Dr. Elena George on with me. She's a board-certified otolaryngologist. She graduated from Princeton University with a degree in biology. She received her master's degree in medical microbiology from Long Island University, and Dr. George completed a residency at the Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital. First, Dr. George, I used to go to the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary, and mm-hmm. they told me that they were the best in the world. What do you think?
I think they're excellent.
Yeah, they were. It was. I had a problem with my right eye when I was a kid, and after going to doctor after doctor after doctor, they were able to diagnose it within an hour. Believe it or not. They knew exactly what was going on.
That's what happens when you have people who know what they're doing.
Exactly.
If they would only apply that to the healthcare law, we'd be in great shape.
You know what I found, and I don't know, you're the expert here, and I know we're not on the main topic, but you know, some of these teaching hospitals, you've got some of the, you know, the best doctors around in those teaching hospitals, and there's a lot of information flowing, and it just seems like it's just a different feeling, a different environment. That's all. I was well impressed with the way they do things. So we were talking just before the break. Okay, we were talking about you piqued my interest here. The difference between paying cash and when you go through the insurance company, but the chasm is just massive. $2,500 as opposed to $9,000 for a tonsillectomy. And you were saying that
I would actually go further. It's not just surgery. It's radiology. It's labs. It's pharmaceuticals. It's everything within the healthcare structure. It's cheaper if you pay cash. And if you go and you look at the sites that list their prices online, well, you know what you're doing up front. There's a website called Blink, B-L-I-N-K, health.com. If you go to that website right now, whether you have a brand name prescription or generic, type it in, you'll see you'll get 50, 60, 70% off of that bill, as opposed to using your insurance card. It's incredible. It's like a two-tier system where this is the first time it ever works this way. It's cheaper and it's better if you use your own cash than you depend on a third party to negotiate for you. They always have a dog in the hunt, okay? Their job is to collect a premium, deny the service on both ends, deny the doctor, deny the patient, and keep the money. They don't love you. They don't care about you. You have to take responsibility for your own health at this point. And I'm a doctor, and I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
And I counsel my patients this constantly. If you really just get yourself out of the box, you'll be amazed how much power you have, how much choice. There's something called Med Retreat, for example, medical tourism. You can go and get your surgery outside of the country for a fraction of what it costs in the hospital system. And you don't have to pay, you're paying cash. You know up front what it is. Even insurance companies might cover some of that. This is what I mean by, don't live in fear. Get out there, see what's out there. There's websites to help you. Jointhewedge.com, aapsonline.org, my website, drelenagorge.com. I'm not a big fear monger here. This is about choice and power.
Well,
we need to take it back.
You brought it up. You brought up buying drugs or pharmaceuticals online and going to other countries maybe to get some of your surgeries done. There's always a fear there. Mm-hmm. There's always, we've been told, first of all, that the online drugs that you buy or pharmaceuticals that you buy could have sawdust in them and they come from crazy places and you really don't know what you're getting. That's number one. Number two is...
Let me stop you there.
Go ahead.
Let me stop you there. You're not going out of the country to buy those drugs. You are prepaying, taking a voucher to Rite Aid, Walgreens, whatever the farm, Publix, whatever it is in the country, and you're just prepaying for the drug here.
Oh.
So this is not about getting it from China or India. This is about getting it from the pharmacy here in your city, in your community, but getting it at a huge discount. And with Med Retreat, you don't even have to leave the country. Self-pay, cash-paying practices are all over the country. Surgery Center of Oklahoma, they list their prices online. I list my prices online for my surgeries. If you go to Peachtree Wellness Co-op, doctors are getting really savvy about direct advertising to patients. And patients will be amazed that they can take this information, go back to a hospital and say, hey, can you beat this price? And if you don't, I'm going elsewhere. Just watch how fast the hospital meets the price because they want your business. This is all power that we're just giving up because we want someone to work it for us. They're going to put us in hospice or price us out if we let them do that. I totally am against it. And, there's an alternative that's, we talked about Liberty HealthShare, MediShare, Samaritan. These are all alternatives that, not one size fits everybody. But these may be appropriate for some people. I joined Liberty HealthShare, full disclosure, and I put my office staff on Liberty HealthShare. Now I can afford to pay for their health care needs. Everybody's going to the doctor when they need to, and it's a fraction of what it costs trying to keep up with the insurance premiums, which were crazy for a small business.
No, you're right. My wife and I, when we had our company, we had 19 employees, and we contributed heavily to their healthcare bills because I grew up in the technology business and we were treated like dogs and it was really hard to get insurance. And you're exactly right. People need to feel secure, not only in their jobs, but they can take care of their families. And part of that is healthcare for their families. And it was you are definitely correct. It was outrageous when it came to that kind of stuff. So you're saying that there's there's a way that you can pay for cash for your surgeries from within, inside of this country. And I don't want to say get bargains, because that sounds like you're going to, you know, a bargain basement surgery shop. But you can get better pricing because you're paying cash.
I would say you're getting the true price. When you go to the insurance side, you're getting an inflated price. They're making up those numbers. Anytime you can go to a hospital and say, hey, how much is it going to cost for the CT or the surgery? And they tell you, I don't know until you've had the procedure. Then I can tell you. There's a problem there.
Yeah.
They're making it up. The facility fee is completely erroneous. They already own the equipment. They own the hospital. A lot of them are nonprofits, yet they're making out like bandits, and no one's saying a thing about it.
You know
what's the problem?
It's funny you say that, because the two places that we do a lot of bargaining when it comes to insurance was, you know, eyeglass insurance. And my wife and I figured out that we actually got a better deal using our AAA card than we did using our eyeglass insurance. And then when it came down to dental insurance, the dentist, once you build a relationship with him, how many dentists will say to you, look, if you don't go to the insurance company, I can do it for this much money. If you go to the insurance company, this is what I have to do. This is what I have to cost. This is what I have to get up front. You're almost paying as much for some of those procedures in your deductible and the insurance as you are if you just pay out cash on some of these things. And I don't know why we've never translated that to regular, to your regular doctor or what have you. Interesting you brought that up this time. You just don't think down those lines.
No, I think this is the only thing that patients aren't consumers. Like, they don't think that they can be. And we've been really educated inappropriately to believe that we can't control our own health care dollar. And honestly, I don't think the government or the people in power want us to. They want us to cede that to somebody else. If they don't have your interest in mind, if you're a 70-year-old healthy person, they're not going to want to give you the hip, the hip replacement.
I want to come back to what you said a minute ago, because you know something I think we agree on, I don't know, but we've been taught, we've been conditioned as children that the doctor is God. Whatever he says you need to do and how you need to do it and where you need to do it is exactly how it has to go down. You've got to admit we've been conditioned since children to believe that.
You know what? When the doctor had no conflict of interest, that was absolutely true. As an independent doctor, I have no conflict. I don't have a fiduciary responsibility to a hospital or anything except my patient. If I sell my practice to a hospital and I become an employee, my fiduciary responsibility changes. It's to the hospital. It's to the board. It's to not being, you know, sued under peer review because I want to take care of my patient in a certain way that goes against the algorithms. You're absolutely right, but the healthcare has changed since Obamacare, since the advent of Obamacare. We're talking about accountable care organizations.
I need to take a break.
It's not the doctor.
Got to go for, because we believe in capitalism too. Got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. You're going to love the rest of this conversation with Dr. Helena George. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Wow, how apropos that is when we're talking about healthcare. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Dr. Elena George has joined me. She's a board-certified otolaryngologist. She graduated from... It's hard. When you go to graduate in sixth grade, it's hard to use some of these words. She graduated from Princeton University with a degree in biology. She received her master's degree in medical microbiology from Long Island University and received her medical degree from Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. So I would venture to guess that talking about the healthcare insurance, healthcare bill, and patients is right up her alley. And, Doctor, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
So we were talking before the break about how, we've been conditioned to believe that the doctor is God, whatever the doctor says is what we should do. But the other side of that is the fact that, doctors in a lot of cases are responsible not just to their patients, but to the hospitals they serve under, and to the insurance companies that they're paid by, and to a review board. There's a lot more here than just the pure looking at the patient, trying to work through the patient, and helping the patient through their issues, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I would go one step further. We're also beholden to the government. If we see Medicare patients, For example, if we bill less than what we're allowed to under that visit, that means we're not charging as much now. That's considered fraud by Medicare standards. And if you do that three times, you end up in jail and a fine of $250,000. And that's one of the reasons that have pushed doctors out of Medicare, of covering Medicare patients, because you can't keep looking over your shoulder. No matter what you do, you're guilty until proven innocent. And I've had colleagues who've had, you know, their practices shut down because the government's come in and audited them because of their billing practices.
So I'm still stuck on you could be brought up on fraud charges for undercharging somebody. That's what I'm still stuck on that. That's just amazing to me.
Oh, yeah. It is.
And you have to follow
the
course.
Nobody even sees this.
No, and you have to follow the course of action, and not just with the government portion of it, but you have to follow the course of action that the insurance companies, that the medical establishment, all of that have laid down for you, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, they ask us to get pre-certifications for procedures. We have to jump through all sorts of hoops, give them documentation, and they can still deny it after they've approved it. So you're on the hook for having done the procedure, gotten their okay, and then they pull the rug after the fact. I've fought for one patient for 2 years to get paid for something that fit every piece of criteria that they had laid out in their own guidelines, and they still tried to cheat me and the patient. It's not fun being a doctor, and if you really know how hard, one way to determine how hard it is for us is you need to know that 400 doctors a year are committing suicide since the beginning of Obamacare.
Really?
And medical students, too. Yeah. So this is not a joke to us. This is what we do for a living. This is what we love. And we have somebody coming in, some entity, deciding our value, deciding that we're criminals, trying to take away the joy of practicing our profession. And those of us who refuse to give in are fighting. And those are the people who are outside the system, in the cash-based, in the direct primary care, and taking care of our patients the old-fashioned way. We're doing it, with a little duress, but we don't have an option.
Wow. All right. So I may take a hard, weird turn on you here, and you can tell me you don't want to go down this road. But, I'm noticing this year, somebody brought up on the show a couple of weeks ago, it seemed like some researchers and doctors were dying mysteriously, I'll put it that way, ones that are getting close to a cure for cancer, some that are, finding more natural cures to diseases than the pharmaceutical cure itself. And as you start to draw a line through them, it almost looks like anybody who gets close to fixing something that Big Pharma makes big money off of ends up sick themselves, if you would. I mean, are the cures out there where people are getting close in a natural way, getting close to curing things like cancer, which is $1 billion, billions of dollars a year?
There are. I mean, and there's a lot of pressure put on physicians who don't want to follow the prescribed guidelines of, a pill to fix something. And a lot of them have left the country. You find them in Mexico. You find them in Europe. You find them outside the United States because the pressure that's brought to bear on thinking outside the box in terms of fixing the problem and not just treating a symptom is really going against the grain. And we see that in how medical students are trained. We're seeing evidence-based medicine, which means that it's based on, research and criteria that is picked up on research. But what's not really mentioned, again, is the fact that a lot of these experiments, this research, is underwritten by the same pharmaceutical companies that stand to gain depending on the outcome. So when I was a medical student, for example, high blood pressure was considered to be anything above 120 over 80. Now 120 over 80 is pre-hypertensive, and you should be put on a medication. So they've changed the guidelines so that more people fall into the sickness or pre-sickness category. And they have to be treated. I mean, this is like common sense.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but my brother, a couple of years ago, I went to see the doctor, my youngest brother, and he said the doctor was asking him questions, said, so anybody take blood pressure medication in your family? And he said, yeah, my dad, my other brother do. And so he said, the doctor says, well, yours is kind of high. I'm going to issue it to you, too. And he just gave it to him. Didn't tell him what he could do to bring it down or what have you. Now, I went and I was joking with Dale about this. I hit 290 pounds over the summer, and it didn't scare me, but it did concern me. I went, this is crazy. I got to stop this. This is nuts. And so I took it upon myself to go on a special diet. But I was watching, my blood pressure was like 140 over something. And I don't remember what it was, but it was pretty high. Probably not a smart idea not to do anything about it. But I didn't feel bad. Nothing about me felt bad. But as I blew off the weight, I lost 30 pounds. And after I lost the 30 pounds, now I check in on a regular basis at like right around 122 over, mm-hmm. what is it, like 78 or somewhere thereabouts. And it still says high risk or something risk or what have you. But again, I figure if I'm doing that well, do I really need to go on blood pressure medication? I can do natural things. I can do other stuff to help keep in check. I don't have to go to the drug, do I?
No. And I think that, again, it's a choice, and you need to treat people as individuals and not as an algorithm. We're treating people by the numbers all of a sudden. It's not the art of medicine. It's just the supposed science. And not everybody fits in that category. Some people do better at a little bit higher blood pressure. I mean, putting an 85-year-old who's been, you know, spry and doing well on medication just because the number looks a little high is not exactly the best choice, in my opinion. What happens when they have a side effect of the medication and then you have them on another medication?
Yep.
I mean, honestly, if you look at how many the average American takes, I think it's 11 drugs, 11 prescriptions, that's ridiculous. Why are we sicker if we're taking more medicine? Again, it's just take a step back.
That's a very good point.
Start cleaning out your medicine cabinet and find a doctor who's willing to listen to you and work with you to stop the medication. Again, you know, doctors are responsible. We need to take responsibility for giving up our profession, for ceding power in our profession. But so do patients. So if you want to call in and get a prescription, not be seen, you're going to get substandard care. You really will.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to eat what you want and just take a pill to help yourself, it's not going to work out.
So
it takes elbow grease. It takes having some personal responsibility.
So
and
yeah,
that
I
makes
know.
A big difference.
I know this is. We'll be clear. This is not medical advice, but you know, in generalities here, you said something a minute ago I thought was great because a lot of people hop online and they say, okay, so where should my blood pressure be? Where should this? Where should that? And they look at that number on the chart, and they get all nervous because maybe they're not in that number. And my doctor that I told you about that I started going to recently, he has got that same mindset, not that mindset, but the mindset you have, where he looks at the whole picture. What are you doing? What's going on? You know, what's your family history? You know, how are you feeling? What are you up against? That kind of thing. So it's not he doesn't have the prescription pad out all the time. And when he asked me if I was willing to take something, and I said to him, and it just came to me as you were talking, I'd rather not because I don't want to put any drugs in my body unless I absolutely have to when it comes to that kind of thing. He says, you don't. Just do if you would just do this twice a week, it had to do with, you guys call it a good cholesterol or what have you. I would just do something for 20 minutes a couple times a week, he said, it'll take care of itself. Your ethnicity is common in your ethnicity, so I'm not worried about it. You see what I'm saying? So he didn't just use numbers from a chart.
He's thinking.
Yeah, bingo.
Exactly.
Bingo. And that's why I like him. That's what made me feel good about him.
Well, if only more doctors were like that, I think we would have much less prescription drugs written, many more people, you know, healthy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not this automatic pipeline to getting sick as you get older. It's choices that you make when you're young, and it's choices that you make when you get to be middle-aged and senior. There's no one way to do it, but there are certain things that you kind of need to do. You know, not eat and go to sleep, not eat things that are really bad for you, exercise. These are pretty standard things. Most people don't even think about that. They just want a pill to help them. But it's a system. It's a complex. And the Affordable Care Act and the American Health Care Act don't do anything to encourage that. It's doubling down the most expensive parts of our healthcare system.
That's just too bad. All right, Dr. George, tell people where they can find you and find your postings and what have you.
Well, I write a blog. It's called drelainageorge.com. It's Drelaina, George like the man's name. On that website, you find links to all of these things we spoke about, websites that give you discounts on medications, how to find doctors who are cash-based. There's also a radio show on Medicine on Call, which I host.
Wow.
It's on Wednesday mornings on America's Web Radio, and it's on podcast and iTunes and Stitcher, and we go through a lot more detail because I want everybody to be educated. It's not about right or wrong. If you don't know, you make a good, informed decision. And I actually wrote a book called Big Medicine, The Cost of Corporate Control and How Doctors and Patients working together can we build a better system. You can get that on my website.
I will tell you, you just sold a book. I will grab a copy of that book personally. I think that's a great idea. I think it's information that needs to get out there. Again, thanks so much for being with me today. I really do appreciate it. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?